Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Sean Murphy. I'm the Executive Director of 1455.
And we are here because we're talking the 1455 Summer Festival. It returns July 15th through the 17th, I believe out in Winchester, Virginia, correct?
That is where we are based out of. We are increasingly virtual and global. And if last year is any indication, we really will be having people participating and enjoying this festival literally from all over the world.
So is this year strictly virtual because of COVID, you know, still climbing out of it? Or is there any in-person stuff too?
It's a great question. So the basic answer is yes. You know, we started planning this crazy thing back in, you know, January. Sure. So at that time, we certainly didn't have a good handle on where we'd be, you know, as a society come summer. But one of the things we learned last year, you know, our first one in 2019 was all live. And last year was all virtual, you know, obviously because of COVID. But what we found last year is, you know, we quadrupled the attendance. We were able to double the number of sessions we produced. It didn't necessarily mean less work, but what we saw, and I think what a lot of organizations are discovering is, you know, by going virtual, you do lose the intimacy that I think a lot of us miss from an in-person event, but you also have an inclusivity and you're really able to attract a much wider variety of talent and you're able to make it free for anyone anywhere to tune in. So there's a real power in that. So heading into 2021 and looking to next year and in subsequent years, I think we're not alone in exploring kind of a hybrid type of programming where we really don't want to lose the virtual possibilities, but I think we're all eager to also be doing some stuff in person. So this year we feel really good about it being virtual. And then next year, I think it'll be really fun to see how we can do a little bit of both.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's one of those things where people really got to realize that a lot of these festivals and events had to make these decisions back in what, January, and there were vaccines we didn't know and cases were like in the thousands back then. And, you know, thankfully, thank God they've dropped. But, you know, a lot of these wheels are already in motion. So we got another good virtual festival here.
That's right.
I want to go into, you know, the different, I know there's three different tracks of activities and events. Before we do that, big picture it for me a little more. You know, what year were you founded and what's it, what's in the title? What's 1455 all about too?
I'm glad you asked, Jason. So, the real quick story is I had the opportunity in 2016 to help run a writer's retreat up at Martha's Vineyard. Sadly, that no longer exists, but I came back to Virginia having realized that a full-time center that unites writers was really vital and necessary. So my vision began as trying to do something like that in Virginia, which is why we ended up in Winchester. But while we're trying to figure out how we put together a year-round operation, we also wanted to get the programming going. And now the cart is kind of before the horse, where our longer-term goal is to raise the funds and maybe get some partners and sponsors to help us open a year-round writing retreat. Right now, we're entirely focused on free programming, and we do that year-round. The name 1455 actually comes from the year the Gutenberg Printing Press started printing books. And for me, as the founder, it occurred to me when I was trying to think of a good name that encapsulated what we do and what our mission is. For me, 1455 is really kind of a paradigm shift where when books started being mass-produced, it really took the content and distribution of content and art out of the hands of elites and democratized that content. So you can really trace a line from 1455 to today. That was the moment that, you know, anybody could theoretically get hold of content and it wasn't controlled. So we celebrate that democratization and, you know, that's part and parcel to our mission of celebrating storytelling.
Great. And thanks for running through, you know, a little bit of the backstory there. All right. Well, without further ado, let's talk about what we have going on for this year. It's three different tracks. So the first one is inspiration and advocacy. So what all activities are involved in that?
So, you know, the broad picture is, you know, we talk about this festival as a celebration of storytelling. And I want to be clear that while it is very literary based, and of course we're talking about and hoping to help authors sell books, it's not a literary event. It's really a celebration of storytelling. And so what that means, of course, is when you break it down, you start looking at what does storytelling mean? Of course, that covers fiction and nonfiction and journalism and poetry. But then you start thinking, well, that also includes sportscasting. It includes, you know, entertainment journalism. It includes politics. You know, a lawyer could be said to be a storyteller. You know, anyone that's selling or producing anything is using narrative and storytelling. So we use the festival as an opportunity to really kind of interrogate and attack what is storytelling in our current, you know, society, and how is it performed at its highest levels. So one of the ways we try to grapple with that is to try to break it into separate tracks. And the tracks necessarily overlap a little bit, but inspiration and advocacy is one of the tracks. We are able to offer a bunch of free workshops. Again, these are virtual, but we've been able to get a handful of very well-known writers and lecturers who are going to give some 50-minute masterclasses about what they do and how they do it. So really, it's a nice opportunity for anyone who's interested in either learning more about how and why people tell stories, or if they're interested in doing that themselves, they're going to get some awesome info and tips.
Great. And so that covers pretty much everything for inspiration and advocacy. Anything else you want to say on that?
So it isn't just workshops. We also have some of the sessions and some of the readings fall into either inspiration or advocacy. And one of the highlights of that session on the second day, I'm really happy. We've pulled together a panel that's called Inspiration Information, which is focused on Black women poets. So we're going to have a really powerful 90-minute reading and conversation with some of the prominent Black women writers of today's contemporary landscape. So that could have easily fallen into the other tracks, but it really makes sense to put that under inspiration and advocacy.
Great. Sounds great. All right. Now, track number two, timely and topical. What do we have with that?
So, you know, that's our opportunity to really try to figure out how can we get some panels and conversations that are talking about what's going on in the world right now. So we've got a couple of panels that are, you know, timely in the sense of they're looking at things like COVID. They're looking at things like the Me Too movement, the Black Lives Matter movement. We've got a panel called Connecting in a Time of Solitude, which is going to feature a lot of writers who've been published in the literary magazine Scoundrel Time, which is a local publication. Really, everything on this track is going to have some aspect of it's reflecting where we're at in 2021. And I should point out, by the way, anyone that's interested in you know, finding out more, our entire the festival schedule, all the speakers are all on our site, which is 1455 literaryarts/summerfest.
Thank you. And track number three, craft and community.
So, you know, craft and community is really focusing. So one of the things we talk about at 1455 is our mission is we want to celebrate creativity and build community. And that, you know, I think can sound cute as a buzzword, but, you know, what does that really mean? And what it really means is how do we bring communities of writers together to, you know, form some solidarity, see some where there's alliances, talk about how the act of storytelling can pull communities together. So we've got a bunch of unbelievable sessions in this track. One is going to feature a reading from the anthology, This Is What America Looks Like, which is a recent anthology that I was actually fortunate enough to be included in. I have a poem in that, but a bunch of readers from that anthology are in it. We have a special reading from the exiled Egyptian novelist Ahmed Naji, who's going to read about his imprisonment in Egypt over violating the very sketchy decency laws in Egypt. He now lives in the United States. We have a poet from the UK doing a reading. We've got a panel on food innovation where we're going to talk to a couple of chefs. We're featuring a couple of our featured authors, Disha Filia and Brian Broom, both of whom have blown up and written bestsellers in 2021. So this panel is really like a celebration of kind of all of us recognizing our superstars and feeling inspired by, you know, people that are doing this at a high level.
Sounds great. Well, I have more than enough for my purposes. Anything you want to say before we run? Maybe talk directly to our listeners, you know, like, hey guys, come on out to, you know, the 1455 Fest, something like that.
Absolutely. So I'll say, you know, I appreciate anyone being interested in the organization. I would say we really endeavor all of our programming at 1455 is free by design. This festival covers 3 days. There's over 70 unique panels and sessions, all free, all virtual. And I invite anyone to come check it out. We will be recording every single session. So if you miss something, it'll be posted on our YouTube page. But this is a great opportunity, even virtually, to see some of the authors that are representing, you know, the best of what's going on in the literary industry right now, see what they're up to, see them in some candid conversations, and maybe meet some community and find some new writers that you haven't heard of. I think it'll be a very encouraging and inspiring time. And I encourage everyone to spread the word.
All right. Well, thanks so much again for joining us. Again, it is the 1455 Summer Festival. It is coming back July 15th through 17th, and it is virtual. So head over to 1455litarts.org. I think that's the site, right?
That's it. Yeah, you'll find everything you need there.
All right. Hey, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. It's nice meeting you, you know, Zoomy.
Likewise. I hope we stay in touch, but I really appreciate it, Jason.
Will do. Thanks, man.
All right. Take care.